It's eat, drink, talk.
Yum, yummy.
The wine is uncorked, the bourbon neat, the apps are on the table. And here comes the main course.
Yummy.
Welcome to Eat, Drink, Talk. I'm Carolyn McLean alongside Rick Redding. This is the only podcast dedicated to the culinary cuisine and spirits industry in the great Louisville, Kentucky.
Wow, that is that's quite a mouthful. Yes, and it's all true. Everything
we say is true.
You are looking quite summery today, Carolyn.
Am I looking a little...
Must have had a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, we're coming off the Memorial Day weekend, and I literally got off a plane last night, Arizona. I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Scottsdale and Phoenix are right there, and I hiked a big fat mountain, which is something I don't normally do.
That's good for you.
Yeah, and so I got a lot of sun, even though I was in total block. You know, it was 8 miles, and we went super early, but on the way down... And it takes longer, in my opinion, to get down because, you know, you're watching all your steps so you don't slip on the rocks.
Sure.
You have to be pretty precise on the way down.
Careful. You don't want
to
fall.
Yeah. And then we just dove into a pool and washed all of the grit off.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I think we may have gotten a little bit more sun at the pool. But anyway, how was your Memorial Day weekend?
Well, I rode my bike with the mayor on Monday. In fact, I sometimes say that, and he's not really there. But this time, I actually rode past him, speeding along on my bike on Monday, and a few thousand other people. So that was the sort of a highlight, along with some golf and some fun. So,
wait, did you do the paddle portion of it too?
No, you just do one. You can
only
do one.
Okay, I didn't know that. It's not like a triathlon or...
It's about 12 miles. We go down to... this time, we went to Shawnee Park and back.
Were you winded? 12.5 miles on a bike is... What is... No?
Nah.
Yeah, because you're a cyclist.
But I was blown by people. It was so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. That's because you're so freaking in shape now.
That's right. It's good. And in shape and happy to be doing the Eat, Drink, Talk show. As you said, it's the only show of its type, the only podcast of its type in our city. And we talk about great restaurants and great events like the Keg Liquors Fest of Ale.
Yeah, so we're going to talk
about... You've not been.
Right.
I don't imagine.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
That is our guest. Our guest, our Tisha Ganey.
Okay.
Who is the queen of beer fest around here.
The queen of beer?
I hope you don't aspire to that title because she has done. She does beer fest all over the place. And
oh,
she's
cool.
She's really good at it. And... she brought into the studio Courtney Lewis, who's a ball of fire, a very energetic young lady, and she is like the person that works for the government in New Albany who makes all of these events happen. And this festival, if you don't know, it's on the New Albany Amphitheater. You can see it from the Sherman Minton Bridge, and it's a blast.
Okay.
I've been three times, I think.
Well, lots is happening here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With summer kicking off, 4th Street Live is Louisville's premier dining, entertainment, and retail destination. And we've got another hottie coming for Hot Country Nights. Russell Dickerson will be here June 16th. So we want to give that a big shout out, to 4th Street Live.
Yeah, there's always something going on down there and at the waterfront. There's a lot. It's just downtown. It's just all that.
It's happening.
But we got a lot to talk about in the other part of the show. But right now, let's get to our interview.
All right.
Tisha Ganey and Courtney Lewis were lovely and energetic. And if you get a chance, you can go to just Google Keg Liquors Festival and get all the details on the event. I think you can still get a $40 ticket if you don't wait until the day of. And it's on Saturday down there at the New Albany Amphitheater. So, anyway, Carolyn, here's our interview.
Rick Redding has his ear to the ground on Louisville news, issues, and media. Get a new episode every Thursday at Louisville.am.
And welcome back to Eat, Drink, Talk. And I've got some great Eat, Drink talkers. Two ladies who are the queen. They're queens, they tell me, these ladies. Courtney Lewis, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And back for the umpteenth time, Tisha Ganey. When you're here, we must be talking about beer.
We are talking about beer.
Okay. Well,
and
good.
Charity and a good time. Yes.
Well, good. Well, beer's one of my favorite subjects. But let me start with Courtney. Your job over there in New Albany is?
I am the director of outreach and engagement for the city of New Albany. So I work for Mayor Jeff Gahan.
Wow. And, yeah. and you've been there a while.
I have, almost 10 years.
They has the mayor been yet. The mayor that long?
He has been the mayor for 7 years. Okay. So next year will be number 8.
So he came in office and didn't kick you out.
Exactly.
Well, good.
I'm doing something right.
Now, how's he doing? Is he going to be, is he up for election or anything? Is he?
Not this year.
So. He's pretty popular over there, I guess.
You know, he's done some cool things. You can drive all the ways on all of our streets now. Two-way streets are a thing.
Well, that is a thing. Yep. That's very good.
Yep. We've got some infrastructure stuff coming up. So we like to make everything nice. So that we can have cool people like Tish come down and put on a festival.
Yeah, course. Well, there's also, Tish will get you in just a second, but there's also a big, growing, thriving restaurant scene. That's what we want to talk about here on Eat, Drink, Talk. So what's cool about the restaurant scene in New Albany?
It's very diverse. It's very tasty, which is most important. And there's kind of something for everyone. We cover every price range, I feel like, in New Albany. If you want to just grab some bar food, we've got that in abundance. If you want to get a really nice steak, we've got that.
Okay.
If you want
seafood, mention the places where these places are so our audience.
Our newer spots, one of my favorites is Hull and High Water, which is down on Main Street.
It's on my list.
Highly, highly recommend. Even on a hot day, they've got really cool outdoor seating. They have delicious oysters. Mm. They have very good Bloody Marys. And they're owned by the same people that own Gospel Bird, which is right down the street.
Eric Morse, who was on this show. As I guess it's almost become a tradition. Now, coming up, and while we're all here, is this Saturday is the Festival on the waterfront in New Albany. It's a very cool setting for drinking a lot of beer and all that. Tisha, how many years has this been going on?
This will be year 13 for the Keg Liquors Festival.
Keg Liquors Festival, of course. And it's a big deal. There's a lot of charities involved. I've talked to Todd Ants, I guess he is the king daddy of it.
He is the king.
Got the ball rolling.
The cousin king. So.
Yeah, and he's your cousin, which is very cool.
Absolutely.
So what's coming? What's special this year, Tisha, about the Fest of Ale?
So this is our third year at the New Albany Amphitheater, and since we've moved to this location, the festival's just grown leaps and bounds, and the city of New Albany is fantastic to work with. But this year we've got a dunking booth that our New Albany's finest fire department. We're going to get a couple of those gentlemen in there. So this festival benefits the Crusade for Children, always has, and has raised over $150,000 in the past 12 years.
Wow. Who's getting dunked?
Well, hopefully Andy Duggins. And
let's call them all out right here.
Now taking applications.
Absolutely. You're welcome to get in there if you would like.
I've got a great idea for you.
Sure.
Since it's right there by the river. Let's get like a catapult and put people in there and fling them into the river.
I don't want search and rescue. I'd rather have them right there in a little tank. So New Albany Fire Department actually has a boat docked down there during the festival to make sure
the drunks don't stumble into the water.
Just to make sure that if they need any quick access to people on the river, if they're in distress.
Okay. So now, I know a lot of people tuning in and deciding whether to go or not want to know about the beer. So there's some cool beers, I guess, that aren't readily available normally, right?
Absolutely. So we have over 100 breweries that'll be present. All the reps will be out there. There are a few volunteers for the import tables, but we have beers from all the way around the world. We've got some other great breweries coming in, like Sun King out of Indianapolis. Firestone Walker is new to the state. They're from California. Some incredible beers there. We've got Ciders and Meads coming in from New Day. They're out of Indianapolis as well. And that's a great category to jump into.
I like those sours. So you got a Sour Shack.
Yes.
That's my thing, sours.
We've got the Sour Shack. We'll have about 20 different beers on draft from them. I have heard word that we are getting possibly some Canteon for those that are ultimate beer geeks.
Okay, and I'm not, so I don't know what that is. So tell me.
So Canteon is a very, very tiny brewery from Brussels, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, from Brussels in Belgium. And it is highly sought after. Only a few cases come into the state every year.
Wow.
So
that's extremely rare.
Rather than them going to the liquor store and being sold, we're bringing them to the festival.
Wow, isn't that something?
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it's no extra charge. Once you get in, for people that haven't been to a beer fest event like this before, you pay your, what it looks like, $40, $45 in advance. And you go in and you get little cups, as many as you want.
Yeah. Almost. So in the state,
it's actually not as many as you want. You get a card, right?
No. So in the state of Indiana, we don't do cards.
Oh, good.
So you don't have to carry around a little extra piece of paper.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of silly.
It's all ABC laws. So yeah. We always follow the law.
It's good to follow the law, even when they're dumb.
Yes. But you pay your ticket price, you'll get checked in at the gate. You'll also get a souvenir glass, and you get to go talk to all these fun people from the breweries, learn about their products.
And keep filling up on the beer.
Absolutely.
But there's other things. You can get wine if you want. So
we have
a lot of ladies out there say, yeah, I don't want to go to beer fest. They don't have any wine.
Absolutely. We have wines. We have ciders. We have hard sodas.
Okay.
Those will all be present. We've got over 50 wineries that'll be represented. So there's a little something for everybody. And designated drivers are free to get in.
Oh, cool. Cool.
We also have two bus programs. Going.
You can get on a bus at Drake's, I understand, here in St. Matthews.
Yes.
And right over there.
Right over there.
$15. That's a pretty good deal.
And you get a pint and a bite as well as that round trip ride.
Wow. Okay.
So that's worth it in itself, as well as Pearl Street Tap House over in Jeffersonville. So we want people to be safe and have fun.
Well, it's a good day to get out. I hope the weather's great. I remember one year I was there and it poured down rain, but it usually
makes it more interesting.
That was such a fun year. Oh, that was so fun. We were talking about that today. Everybody just hunkered down under a tent. And everybody was so friendly.
It got really crowded in the covered areas. Yeah. I remember that was
pretty
cool.
10 minutes shower. 10 minutes to make new best friends. It's kind of like speed dating, you know?
Let's get uncomfortably
speed
close.
Speed dating with extra beer.
All right. Well, the drink sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about food. I know you've added some, you know, it's right there on the New Albany waterfront. So there's a bunch of restaurants right up the street, but some of them are special for Festivale.
Yes.
Courtney, tell me what there's a before party and an after party involving a restaurant, right?
There's an after party mm-hmm. involving the Gospel Bird right up on Main Street. They have a great patio set up out back. And last year it was also at Gospel Bird.
Yes.
So
I think I dipped in there after last year's event.
So, everyone should obviously come to Festivales.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Hike your butt right on up the street.
There you go. So I was wrong. There's not something going on before?
No, but we've got some great restaurants in New Albany. I'm from New Albany as well. So the Exchange is right there. We had a pre-sale party right there on Main Street. You've got Floyd County Brewing. They serve lunch.
Seeds and Greens.
You've got Taco Steve's at New Albanian right down the street. Wick's Pizza.
River City Winery. Big Four Burgers.
Yeah, New Albanian. Now, they've changed. I hadn't heard of Taco Steve's. I know about New Albanian.
Yeah. So
they make beer there, too.
Yes, they do. They make great beer. They've been around for 30 years almost.
Yeah, before all the other breweries came around. I was seeing, did you all see, I was looking at an Edible magazine, the current issue, and they listed all the breweries in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 60-something, is that right?
We're growing. 30.
It was a 38.
There
was a list of distilleries and a list of breweries.
Yeah. Kentucky's coming along as far as their number of breweries. The laws have been changing thanks to the Kentucky Guild of Brewers working with the state ABC, changing some laws and getting a little traction. More friendly in the brewing business on the Kentucky side.
These beer fests really bring out the people that are fans of beer. And now I know you're involved in Tailspin.
Yes.
Right? Tailspin's in like March?
February. Yes.
And what else are you doing?
So we also do the J-Town Summer Craft Beer Fest in conjunction with the Chamber Jeffersontown.
Okay.
And we got a call last year from Owensboro. So we went down there to help them start Cheers on the Pier, and that's coming up in August.
That's a good name. Mm-hmm. I like that. Cheers on the pier. Okay. Courtney, let's finish up with you. You're the fun person over there, right?
I'm the funnest girl in New Albany.
Okay. There's a sign outside the door of your office. I mean, fun girl. I think that'd be a cool thing to have on your business card.
Well, I need to get new ones printed. So.
I think so.
I'll let the mayor know.
Well, he's fun too, right?
He's very excited about festivals. Yeah. We were talking about it the other day. So,
how many people have you gotten in there in the past? I mean, what's your?
We cap it off at 2,500, just to keep it
people slightly
intimate. But we've got plenty of room to roam.
Yeah, I know. I've been a couple times. You know, even if it's sold out, there's not like you're going to be standing in line all day.
Right.
It's pretty good. You know, it's pretty good. And you walk up and sample as much beer as you like. But we
drink responsibly.
Yes. Have designated drivers. They get in free. That's a pretty good deal. And one last question. This thing from Drake's. Is that run back and forth all day, or is it just one?
Just one round. Yes, you'll check in. The beauty of these bus rides and partnering with somebody like Drake's, you get checked in at Drake's. You get your ticket, your wristband, you're checked in, ready to go. You get your pint of beer, you get your appetizer, so you have a little something in your tummy, ready to go to the festival.
A solid base, we call it.
Absolutely. And then you're dropped off at the lower level, so you don't have to walk over the flood wall.
No steps.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to hike over the flood wall, and you're dropped off right at the gate, and you just get to walk right in, grab your glass, and go. There's no stopping. So
we want to remove all obstacles to our designated beer.
Getting pre-checked is a bonus. So.
That's right.
And the guys over at Drake's have a fantastic beer program as well.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of ways, obviously, to drink beer, but this is a great event, a great day. Let's hope for good weather, right?
Yes. Fingers crossed.
If only we get good weather this Saturday at the New Albany Riverfront. And if you want to go and get your tickets in advance, tell me how to do that.
So you can save some money. Stop by either Keg Liquors location, New Albany or Clarksville, or you can go online to thekegfestivale.com.
Okay.
And you can purchase them online. Just do it in advance. Otherwise, the day of, if there's any available, it goes up $10.
Oh, well, so you save money and you eliminate the risk of being X'd
out.
Because
absolutely.
If they sell 2,500, they don't let anybody else in.
Not at all.
Okay. And your goal is to sell all 2,500 in advance, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right, listeners, get out there and get those tickets before they're gone. The Festivale on the New Albany Riverfront is this Saturday. And it starts at 3 o'clock.
Yes, 3 o'clock to 7.
All right, you guys have lived up to your reputation, the queens of New Albany, and all that fun.
Getting a T-shirt.
Yeah, you need to get a T-shirt with that on it. So, all right, well, that's great. Thank you all for coming to the studio, and I'll be back with Carolyn right after this.
With some more eat, drink, talk. Even though I'm not a beer drinker, Rick, I could see myself at that fest of ale.
There's so many like different things to drink at these things, and there's an after party, and but you know, I don't go to New Albany much, but if you do, that's a good time to go.
Well, I did sample some craft beer when I was in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Craft beer.
I did because it was cold and refreshing in the hot desert sun, so I want a little taste-a-rooney there.
You should. Come on over to the Festivale with me then.
So I know we are now currently doing a new segment called Eat of the Week, and we're going to talk about yours, but I know it's not local, but if anyone ever goes to Phoenix or Scottsdale, the Fat Ox.
Okay.
Which is called Modern Italian. Someone says to me,
Eat, Drink, Talk Phoenix.
Yes, we could. So someone suggests it and says, but you'll never get in Memorial Day weekend. And what happens when someone tells Carolyn she can't do something?
That's not an issue. You go.
So I went. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'll squeeze in at the bar somehow with my girlfriend, Melissa. But they got us a table on the patio, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? It was restaurant week. So this is for $44. Now, you're going to start salivating. I'm going to skim it. But we had a salad with pancetta, which I freaking love, and it had organic local greens, Brussels, pomegranate, walnut, gorgonzola, and aged balsamic.
A lot of stuff.
And then some veal meatballs, which I dogged up. So by the time the app was over, my friend Melissa and I shared this, we were getting into the second course, and we had Creekstone skirt steak and sunflower risotto. Now, this risotto, I want to mention, was different because it had like a woodsy taste. So the executive chef said there were charred Brussels, crispy, is it dulce or dulce? Have you heard that?
No, I have not.
And beets. And beets on top of the risotto. So that was also good. And then you got two desserts. And man, so we had
needed to climb that mountain.
We had the tiramisu and the amaretto gelato. But guess what? The chef liked us. So he brought us pistachio gelato. And I freaking love that. And butterscotch budino, which was, I mean, like, are you hungry now?
Yeah.
After hearing that menu?
We're going to lunch soon. So,
The fat ox, right, Arizona,
so if
Scottsdale.
You go to Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona, the fat ox. They got a lot of good stuff.
And where did you eat healthily?
Well, I went on a journey in search of the city's best fish taco.
And?
And I think I need to do more research, but what I found was really great. I stopped in at Gravely, which Gravely Brewing in the Highlands. I'd wanted to go there for a while and finally got a chance to stop in there. I had their fish taco is, they have a deal with the Mayan Cafe's sort of subsidiary. It's sort of like a permanent food truck in the back of Gravely. So, excellent food, and they come out, and you don't have to, like, stand outside a truck and wait. They've got waiters and waitresses, et cetera. And so they serve this. It's actually on the menu, silver carp, pineapple, and poblano sauce with jalapeno aioli. So I was immediately attracted to the jalapeno, and, it's really filling.
Was it grilled or fried, the fish?
It was grilled.
Okay, good.
And 'cause that's one of my things. And so that was really great. And
was it a corn tortilla or a flour?
I believe it was a flour tortilla, as it was the other fish taco I'll tell you about real quickly, because it had blackened mahi-mahi, which made
now
it really great.
Now you're talking.
Out at Citizen 7 in Norton Commons. It was excellent.
So
was
Citizen great. 7, that's Latin American, right?
It's more Mexican.
It's more Mexican.
Mexican out there in Norton Commons. They've got some great restaurants in Norton Commons. And so sample that and thumbs up.
Well, who had the better fish taco if you had to pick?
I think I'd go back to Gravely. The Mayan Cafe folks, and they've got some other great stuff on the menu. I really wish I could still have, like, fried plantains. That would be great.
Gravely's on Baxter Avenue, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's more of a brewery, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's down there by Baxter Jacks and all that. So, yeah, it is a brewery.
I'm going to put that on my hit list.
And they have the food in the back. So that's really good. It's a cool atmosphere in there, and certainly recommend it. They've only been open, I guess, 6 months. Doesn't seem like it's been open a year, but
good
I
crowd.
Could be wrong. Yeah, there's always people in there. The parking lot's always full. Anyway, there's one for you, Gravely. So what's in the news this week, Carolyn? We've got a lot of stuff going on.
I'll tell you what. I had been hearing little rumors of Dean Corbett getting out of Equus and Jack's Lounge, and much to my chagrin, those came true. So Dean has sold his restaurant. Did you know that?
They have. I read it as well. I've read plenty of stuff on that. Dean has been a guest on this show in the past. He's a legend in Louisville. I was reading a piece by Steve Coombs about him. He's 33 years, I think, he's operated Equus over there. He's done a lot of other things, but that's a long tenure there. But I'm even more excited about who he sold it to. He sold it to a guy named Jared Matthews,
right?
Who basically a year ago bought and revived the Cafe Lulu concept that's right over there by Equus.
St. Matthews, yeah.
And he's mentioned changing the menu a little bit and bringing in more seafood.
Right.
Reported in Business First.
And so here's the thing. So what I'm gathering out of this is they want a menu with lower prices. And definitely has a seafood, and they're going to reveal this new menu on June 30th. But it sounded like it was a big deal to lower the price point. as opposed to what the price point was with the dishes at Equus.
Yeah, I think that's the
Jack's.
That may be a trend, or I've been hearing that as long as I've been doing this show, that the trend for the upscale, high-priced dinners are giving way more to this middle-of-the-road sort of thing. And I think it's a good sign. I mean, I saw the prices. They were listed, the ballpark prices, like $10 appetizer, $20 entrees. So that's reasonable. You can get in and out and have a couple of drinks for under $100, I guess.
So here's the big question, though. Are you excited about this change?
I'm more likely to go there.
Are you?
Now. And I like the place. It's a great location. Right here close to our studios. And I think I'm gonna miss
I'm glad, by the way, Dean is staying on as chef.
Yeah.
So he's gonna keep doing what he loves and what he's fabulous at.
And I'm guessing Gary Fox, who's the long-standing maitre d', is gonna be over there doing his thing. And I used to like it. I was told to go there and get the fried chicken, and I did. And that's all good, but now to go and get like some grilled seafood or some great stuff like that.
I mean, did you hang out in Jack's Lounge or did you go to Equus for dinner?
I've done
both. They're next door. See, I'm a Jack's Lounge girl.
Yeah.
But you walk in, and if you haven't been there, it's kind of a good old boys club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of regulars.
A lot of regulars and a lot of folks coming off work having a cocktail before they head home.
Exactly. It's that kind of place.
Yeah. So. It's truly a lounge, a very comfortable place.
Continue. I don't think they're going to lose regulars with the new ownership and just some small changes. I think, a restaurant that's been around that long should be able to withstand a little change like this. So
what? Changing subjects just for a sec. Was your Starbucks closed yesterday?
Well, I will just say as an editorial thing, because I want to support the local business. I don't go to Starbucks. I go to Heine Brothers.
Okay.
But.
Fair enough. So there's one really close to my house, and there's not a Heine Brothers. So do I get a hall pass? I spread the love, Rick. I spread the love. I'm supporting business in the city of Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, good
Hashtag 502. But yeah, so my Starbucks was closed in the late afternoon hour, and there was a sign on the door, and I did a little research, as did you, and found out that 8,000 Starbucks had closed via Howard, the executive chairman of Starbucks, put out a letter. You can Google it and read the entire letter to have a very open conversation about diversity and inclusion in America. And this came on the heels of a faux pas that occurred at a Starbucks in Philadelphia when two African-Americans came into the store, didn't order anything. They were waiting for a friend, and the Philadelphia manager got antsy and nervous and called the police, got scared, and the police arrested them for doing nothing but sitting there waiting.
It was a very bad... As a PR person, that was the worst thing that probably could have happened to a national chain.
Now, a national chain could have contained this to the Philly market, but instead they opened it up. And right now, let me just put on my PR hat here for a second. This is a great publicity gimmick, too. I mean, I don't want to think of it in those terms because I believe in what Howard Schultz is doing for the greater good. Opening up a conversation about racial discrimination is tough, and I give him two thumbs up, but it also is a publicity gimmick. I mean, they're making it a public affair to let you know Starbucks is closing and why, and they're going to get an attaboy for that. And that's fine. I'm just saying, as a PR person, this is what you call a stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess they'll lose a little bit of money for the couple hours that they had the thing on Tuesday. So, you could have just gone over to Heine Brothers. Did you know the new one in the Highlands?
Yeah.
Is opening this Friday. It's in the old Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
And that, I think it was like their first or second store, the original one, right there at Longest. So, this will be new and improved and better. It's always been kind of like I never really got into that little space on Longest, it'll be more modern, cool, and all that.
Well, that's a little bit closer to your hood, to your house.
Yeah.
So it's easy for you to pop in the Highlands. It's like not very close where I am.
Okay.
But
we're
also
still giving you a pass.
Give me a pass, but my taste buds are Starbucks taste buds, and I keep efforting Heine's, and I'm just saying, sometimes it's hard for me to find the right coffee bean for my palate. It's sometimes I feel like it's kind of dark. Like, are you with me on this or no?
I totally don't drink coffee. I get chai when I go to Tiny Brothers.
So I like chai tea.
I don't get the whole coffee thing. So,
yeah. Well, then you can't say.
I believe that you experience those things.
I am a coffee drinker. Only 2 cups in the morning, though. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, our other big story in the news this week happened in the Metro Council. And, you know, this could be a very controversial thing. It certainly affects a lot of restaurants in town. Is that the Metro Council passed an ordinance that is going to require restaurants that offer kids' menus, they have to offer healthy options on their kids' menus. Well, or they'll face like a $100 fine or something.
I think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit that government is going to force some regulations down our restaurant owners' throats. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a step too far. I'm actually in agreement with you. I love the concept of let's do something to make things healthy, like bike lanes. Let's put in bike lanes and people will be motivated to get on the bike lanes and ride their bikes.
If they use the bike lane, different subject.
Yeah, different subject. But it's all the goal of a healthier community.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think the Metro Council, as it often is misguided in this. It passed by only a 13-11 vote.
Well, that's kind of close.
And there was a lot of opposition. I liked what Angela Leet said. She is the Republican candidate for mayor, and she said that something to the effect of, we don't need to be telling people what to feed their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's certainly their choice. It's nice to have healthy options, because I don't think there's anything worse than seeing a family of people go in and loading up on quarter pounders at McDonald's and fries and all that, and some giant soft drinks. But that should be their option. I don't think the government's business of making them create special menus is it's number one, going to be costly for the restaurants, and that's an unnecessary. It's hard enough to operate a restaurant and have kids' menus and all that. So
healthy eating. I'm a mom. Healthy eating starts at home, right? Cook more. You know, help your child choose good options. But when someone's telling me, and not that they are, but this is government saying what a restaurant can and can't serve, I have problems with that. I keep thinking about when Obama was president and Michelle changed all the school lunches. It was the worst lunch my child had ever received on a daily basis. It was, you know, God, it was awful. Everything was tasteless. I had to start packing her lunch every week. She stopped. She used to love school lunch.
I know.
Now, by the way, she's back to loving school lunch. I mean, and I've been there for lunch. It's still healthy, but it has some taste to it.
Well, a few years ago when my kids were in school, they were starting to bring in like Papa John's pizza for lunch for kids. And
they do that once a week.
That's an unhealthy.
Yeah. It's a treat.
Yeah, it's a treat. So that's what they get. So that's our big story.
So we actually agree on it, though.
We agree that the Metro Council has no business. Like a few years ago, they were trying to is it gluten? They were trying to force restaurants to do gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
So, you know, hey, Metro Council, it's not your business to force regulations down the throats of restaurants.
We're going to follow that.
Yeah,
that's
what happens.
Are other cities doing that? Are they following like Charlotte or a city that we follow?
Louisville was one of the first,
Okay,
but one of the first cities to adopt a similar a healthy menu resolution for kids. So
when we have our chefs and owners, we got to ask them about this and see what they say about it.
That would be very interesting. So we got a big weekend ahead.
We have a big weekend ahead, and the farmer's market also at 4th Street Live. If you're downtown on Wednesdays, you know, around that lunch hour, I think it's 11 to 2, and you can park for free. Definitely stop by with your bag and load up on your veggies and your fruit. And then also June 16th, we have Russell Dickerson, part of Hot Country Nights. He sings this song called Yours.
Okay.
You can go to YouTube and look him up. I'm telling you, he's cute. Not that you would care, but he's a cutie.
That's not an incentive for me.
I was like, I'll sample something, and you're easy to look at. Hot Country Nights, doors open at 7, concert at 8, $5, and advance $10 at the door for Street Live. And plenty of places to eat and drink before and after.
Okay. And we are going to Denim and Diamonds.
That's right. That's this Friday night.
This Friday night.
What are you wearing? Do you know? Probably just your jeans.
I'll wear some denim. I don't know about any diamonds. Maybe I'll come up with a diamond or something.
All right.
So, okay. Anyway, that's going to be fun. Festivale is on Saturday. Great time on the New Albany Riverfront. And there's so many other things to do here in our great city, but those are the highlights.
I always like coming home, Rick. I love the travel bug in me, but I always love coming home.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
It's good to be back and doing Eat, Drink, Talk. Remember it and tell all your friends. We have a Twitter handle, Eat, Drink, Talk, Lou. What was that? Something was going on that today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it was. Aaron Ellis from Wave 3 News thought he was breaking the story about Rob Rice becoming the executive chef at Grasa Grama. And our peoples were like, nope, I heard it on Eat, Drink, Talk like weeks ago, and then sent the link. You can go back and listen to it. And I was like, woot, woot.
There you go. Well, yeah. That is. We are actually occasionally reporting some news here, but mainly talking about what's going on in the culinary scene and the drinking scene here in town. So be sure and mark it on your calendar every week. And give us a review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Or go to eatdrinktalk.net, and you can see all of the events coming up in the city.
Okay. We've taken care of business. Carolyn,
let's go eat.
Let's go eat.
Catch up on the city's restaurant scene every day by visiting eatdrinktalk.net. Yum, yum.